rest of the story. The phone rang and the housekeeper answered it. It was Dave. Oh, my. Dave the pest. Dave, that young army lieutenant who had a crush on Mary and who seemed to think that if he simply kept calling her, eventually she'd talk to him. That Dave. With her eyes, the housekeeper asked Mary if she would take the call. The girl waved no. So, the former served up what had become the standard excuse. Miss Mary was not at home now. She was on a date with a boyfriend. Call back later. But the problem was that Dave the Pest always did call back later. You see, the day after he met Mary, he actually called every 15 minutes. Well, if Mary wouldn't spend any time with him, Dave decided perhaps her parents would. So Dave the Pest began pestering Mary's family. Her 8-year-old sister was especially annoyed with Dave. At every possible opportunity when he came calling, she would bite him or kick him or scratch him or all three. And yet, amazingly, the lovesick young lieutenant remained persistent, even imperturbable. Even when Mary would return home late in the company of some handsome suitor, she would often find Dave the Pest encamped on her doorstep in deep conversation with her parents. How Mary wished now that she had done something else, anything else, that bright autumn afternoon not long past when she'd first met him. She'd gone to Fort Sam Houston to visit her friend Lulu Harris. Lulu's husband was a major there, and it was pleasant to sit in the canvas chairs on the lawn in front of the officers' club and chat with the other officers' wives. But then on that particular Sunday, he had come walking up, tall, strapping, a bit rough around the edges, it seemed at first, yet undeniably good-looking. That was Dave. He'd asked her for a date practically on the spot. Such nerve. Mary had responded as calmly as she could that she would be busy at least for a month, but Dave either hadn't heard or wouldn't listen, and now here she is, stuck with the kind of attention that makes a girl nervous. So exasperated, she went to her father for advice. She got a surprise. From her father, she got an admonition. That army boy, that's what Dad always called him, that army boy was not a bad young gent. Maybe it was time for Mary to stop her flighty foolishness before he gave up on her. Well, it was only then that Mary realized her father actually admired Dave. And considering how much Mary admired her father, it sort of made her feel different about everything. And so it was in October of 1915 that a determined young lieutenant from Fort Sam in San Antonio began courting a sprightly young society girl named Mary Geneva Dowd, whose nickname, by the way, was Mamie. Of course, by now, the whole world knows that young lieutenant who became a general, who became a president, the pest whose persistence eventually rewarded us all. His name originally was, in this order, David Dwight Eisenhower. Now you know the rest of the story.